You may have heard of us, but you might not know Bank First is a community bank that has no fee ATM access, interest and perks earning checking accounts. With online and mobile banking, mortgages for every stage of life, and modern business banking for businesses, small and big. We keep it all together to put you first. Do you bank with us? You should. Bank First is an equal housing lender and a member FDIC.
How about that? Bulldogs take 2 out of 3 from LSU, win 10-4 on Friday, lose yesterday 9-8, came back, made it a one-run game, and then today walk it off in 8 innings, a 10-run rule, 15-5 over LSU. State wins 2 out of 3 over LSU, and the first time since 2003 the State wins 2 out of 3 at home over LSU. I'm Bart Gregory along with Charlie Winfield, and we're in the Farm Bureau Studios here in downtown Starkville. How about that, Charlie?
So it was the first George W. Bush administration the last time that we took 2 out of 3 from them here at home.
Yeah. Paul Mahalom was our Friday night guy. And so, yeah, Jonathan Papelbon, Steve Gendron, Matthew Brinson, Craig Tatum. I mean, you just go, Todd Nicholas was our Sunday guy.
So, and those guys are all like in their 40s.
Alan right? Johnson. Yeah. How about
so,
that?
So, well, let me, before we get too carried away, before we get too excited, let me provide a little context, if I may, a little history to this very program, this being Sunday Coffee. You might remember the day that Mike Leach started his coaching career at Mississippi State. K.J. Costello goes down to Baton Rouge. And thanks to Bo Pelini, who decided to play man defense all day long, we threw for over 600 yards. And we said, you know what? We're going to record a show tomorrow morning because we're happy. And then it turned.
It turned the next week, and we were like, man, we'll be frauds if we don't come in. Now, I will say this, Charlie.
So if it turns, then what we know is never again will we do a special edition after a win.
Well, we used to do those post-game wraps. That year we got, you know, deep in the year in 2021 on our way to the national championship.
Yeah.
We would do the post-game shows, and we did that in the entire postseason. Started the SEC tournament. We got run rule both of those, and we kept that going through the entire postseason. We're not doing that. We're not doing a post-game show every day. Sometimes we'll do a Twitter space.
We might even do one of those today.
I think we need to do one tonight after the brackets are announced.
There's a lot to deal with, but, you know, the brackets are going to be, I was going to say announced at 5 o'clock, but the problem is they're going to get in there, they're going to have Clark Kellogg or whoever just run their mouth for a while. Kill time, you know, talk about places to eat in Sheboygan. And then finally they'll start telling us who's playing where and when. So it'll drag out. We'll know at some point. But I just thought this baseball achievement this weekend deserved to be isolated. And there are a few things. And, look, this is probably going to be a little bit all over the place. But I want to go back and forth for a minute, Bart. And I want to talk about what you tell me, and then I'll tell you, things that impressed you.
I mean, the first thing is 41 hits this weekend. I mean, what's been the knock on this team all year? I mean, the pitching has been better. The fielding has been a lot better. And we've struggled at the plate. And you come out this weekend with 41 hits. You score double digits in 2 of the 3 games and have 8 runs in the other. To me, what we did at the plate. Now, I will say this, and this is, you know, Dylan Cup is so good for you at shortstop. And we said all season long, and we've said this, you give up some offense to get the stellar play on the defensive side. But, you know, Cup going down, got hit in the head. It looked like he came up a little bit gimpy after a slide into second base on Friday night. So he was out of the lineup yesterday, out of the lineup today. You know, conversely, that probably takes away a little bit from your defense, even though Mershon has been really solid over at short this weekend. But, Charlie, you know, it kind of inserts another bat into your lineup. And, hey, even, you know, Kohler's had a slow start. I mean, he kind of calmed down a little bit at the plate. Johnny Long has had a slow start at the plate. He had a base hit in the game today. Kohler had a big 2-run single. So up and down your lineup, it has been really, really tough sledding until this weekend. Aaron Downs being in the lineup, 4 hits in a game today. We were a different offensive team this weekend. To me, that's the biggest thing.
All right, so I can't argue with that, but the one I'm going to add to the list, my contribution is the way this team answered. You know, the old saying, you know, the team's got a lot of quit in them. The past couple of years, I don't know that this team does what we saw today. We were down in the ball game on Friday, and we come back and we win it. We were down, what, 9-1 yesterday, and we come back and have a look. We came up a little bit short, but we kept grinding. Today, you get the 3 in the first inning, but in the 5th, you hit a problem, and we give up 3 runs. And what do? We answer the bottom of the 5th with 4 of our own. Then you go to the top of the 6th. Tommy White hits the 2-run home run. He hadn't really been pitching to the guy all weekend. Not sure why.
I was kind of surprised we pitched to him there. Yeah.
But,
Especially in that situation, I can go back to, you know, Jared Jones has a bigger swing and uses bottom half. The thing that Tommy White did in that at bat is, I mean, he's spread out like the entire length of the batter, the entire depth of the batter's box. He spread out. It was just all arms.
He made an adjustment.
Made an adjustment.
And he's a big-time hitter who does that. But then what do? In the bottom 6? We come back and answer it with 5. And then, of course, we add the 3 in the bottom of the 8 to win it. So I think the thing that impressed me was from the mental standpoint. I thought we saw Nolan Stevens come to the mound and compete. I thought we saw Aaron Downs get in the lineup this weekend and compete and perform and get down the line. Here's to that same thing, and I get it, this is a play, but to me it reflects a mentality. We've been pitching around. We've been seeing people pitch around Dakota Jordan. Hines answered the bell. So then they start pitching around Hines. And Connor Hyzak answered the call. And to me, there's a mentality there involved of, dang it, if you're going to pitch around somebody, I'm going to make you pay for it. And he did that.
Well, so I'm going to add to that for a minute. All right, and you start looking around the country, you look around the SEC, and, hey, listen, I will be the first to admit LSU ain't top 10. Not right
now.
No,
they're not.
They could be. I mean, they if they put it all together at the end of the year, so could a lot of other teams. They are not the same team that they were last year.
I got to expand. I'm sorry to go down the rabbit hole here. What are the odds that LSU is over 500 after 5 weeks of SEC play?
I'm buying they're not.
I am too.
I mean,
but I'm not taking away from us.
No,
I'm just
no,
saying,
no.
Look at their schedule. They got Arkansas. They got Florida. They've got
Vanderbilt
and Tennessee.
Yeah.
I mean, their next 4 weekends.
They could be under 500 at the midway point in SEC play. And so could we. Whatever.
Well, look, there could be some really good teams
under 500
against that schedule.
They are. All right, so but I want to bring home the point I was talking about. All right, Dakota Jordan, people have been pitching around him. And so the first thing is, if I've got a guy coming to the plate that I know I'm going to pitch around, I'm going to bear down on the guy in front of him. Mershon has had a tough weekend this weekend, but today he got a couple of hits. He had a couple tough at-bats early on. I didn't know if he went around on that 3-1 pitch early on in the game. And then the 3-2 breaking ball may have caught the top of the zone.
It did.
And so he struck out looking on a breaking ball. The next time he came up, you had guys on base, and you know in that situation they are not going to try to get to Dakota Jordan. And I think in that situation, Mershon has got to know the fastball's coming. They are going to try to get him out of there. And they're not going to waste a breaking ball.
It's a difference 3-2. In swinging with 1 outs and 2 outs.
Right, it's a huge difference. And so he got the fastball down the pipe, and he looked at it. But he adjusted well, got a couple.
That's when I looked at you and said, what did he think was coming?
Yeah, I know. And so
because it looked like he got fooled, but then he makes adjustments.
He made adjustments. He had 2 hits. Okay, so think about this. David Mershon in the 2 spot in the order, Dakota Jordan, Hunter Hines, Hyzak, Downs, right? There's 5 guys in a row right now that if I'm a pitcher, I don't know if I really want to face a whole lot. That's 5 in a row. They're pretty solid. They're hitting the ball well right now.
How about this? Aaron Downs leaves the weekend hitting 400. And what have you heard so much from his teammates over the years? Man, that guy can stay healthy. The guy can hit. The guy's a hitter. I'm just telling you, he's a hitter. We hit.
They hit.
All right. So, hey, real quick, I want to go back to this strikeout looking thing a minute, and then we'll get back to things that impressed us. I thought we saw different pitching, which you expect to see when it's in the SEC. But I thought two things. One, there was a lot more 12-6 breaking stuff that dropped into the zone than we've seen. There were a lot. We've seen guys land breaking pitches, but they've been the sweepers. We saw more just kind of fall out of the sky and land in the zone. The second thing that I wanted to say is this. Maybe this is the pitching we've been equipped to see.
Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, when you're seeing 89 with movement, it's just a different look than what you see every day. I mean, there's just – we ain't got anybody on our staff that throws like that, anybody. And LSU has good breaking balls. I mean, their RPMs on their breaking balls, what you mean, just the spin, the tight spin, they get good break. Going back to that point about the spin you see, and we brought this up on the broadcast, about the three-run home run that Dakota hit, game's tied, two outs, 2-0 count, and on that 2-0 count, Thatcher Hurd throws him a breaking ball, and Dakota was sitting all over it. I thought Dakota Jordan last year, before you really begin to understand scouting reports and things of that nature, is probably swinging for the moon on a fastball on that 2-0 pitch, and he's probably so far out in front. But he sat on that breaking ball understanding that his scouting report is fastball, and he was not going to be given in with that fastball there. And, man, did he ever forevermore crush that ball.
Bullpen pitching. I was impressed by that.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm talking about over the course of the weekend.
Every weekend. I mean, every day of the weekend. I mean, you look back to what you did yesterday when LSU puts 9 on the board in the first 3 innings, and then what you do after that. I mean, man.
You know, Schulke has the mistake pitch, I think.
Yeah, today.
I think you call that a mistake pitch. But then Davis comes in and is really good.
Hey, yesterday, I mean, you think back to yesterday's game. I mean, we've been waiting on Ligon, the guy from Miami. He was good yesterday.
Well, and I wonder, too, you start to think about silver linings in that ball game on Saturday. Tyson Harden threw well, and Ligon threw well. Ligon went, what, 3 1/3, I think it was?
Yeah, he went 3 1/3, no runs, 2 hits, 3 strikeouts, 3 walks.
And so, that's a guy that if we're going to be what we want to be, he's got to get in form. He's got to get in form. Now, the thing that people have to remember when they evaluate him, he'd been hurt. You know, he's still kind of getting back into form. But overall, I think, man, I don't want to overstate this because we got 2 tough weekends, and, man, we could come home 2-7 when we're done. So I don't want to overstate anything. But it just felt better. And, you know, I'm not calling this the 21 team. Don't get me wrong. But I'd love to be the 18 team, right? I'd love to be the team that just kind of scraps and grinds and starts to rebuild and get us back where we need to be.
Wasn't that more than 17?
17, excuse me, yes.
Well, 17 and 18. You know, 17 was the year that, you know, that Andy was here and we started out slow and just kind of scrapped and put it together because we lost so many guys off that 16 teams that won the league. And it was almost, Rooker's gone down. No, Rooker was back at 17.
And that was the year that Rooker wins the Triple Crown.
Right. And
I will say 18.
Yeah, 18.
Although Dakota Jordan may be your 17 version of Rooker, right? I mean, guy, he is.
He's on fire right now.
He's looking like what you thought he could be. You know, after about a week, you were starting to think, well, you know, he still has another leverage year. You never know. Forget that.
Well, okay, so you look around the league this weekend and you start thinking about how everything unfolded. Kentucky just beat the dog out of Georgia this weekend up in Lexington. Swept the Georgia Dogs. Florida won 2 out of 3 at home against Texas A&M. Texas A&M had not lost a game all season long. They go to Gainesville. And Florida,
I hate that for Wes Johnson, by the way, getting off to the bad start. I mean, such a Well, never mind.
Well, I mean, that's how you look at LSU. You just kind of wonder. You never want to be the guy that follows Wes. All right, so Alabama comes back and wins. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Alabama comes back and
wins
at home.
Unless you're an orthopedic surgeon.
7-6 Alabama over Tennessee. So Bama takes 2 out of 3 from Tennessee over in Tuscaloosa this weekend. Vanderbilt sweeps Auburn. Vanderbilt came back and won today 9-6, and so they beat Auburn. South Carolina wins today. They beat Ole Miss 1. So Ole Miss takes 2 out of 3. And Arkansas is going to sweep Missouri. And so Arkansas is going to sweep this weekend. So, you know, the whole key is taking care of your business at home and winning 2 out of 3 against LSU at home when that's your only home series in the first 3 weekends. So yeah, man, what a good day.
I said the other day that if we could come out of the first 3 weekends at just 5 wins, 4 wins.
I bought 4 yesterday from you.
Yeah.
Or Friday. You said, I mean, would you take 4 and 5? I was like, yeah, I'd take it right now. We're halfway there right now, Charlie. Just yeah. Win one each weekend the next 2 weekends.
Of course, that was like basketball. All we had to do was win one of the last 4. So, and then so it gets away from you. But I think, look, if you look at this team, they're still – you would love to see the bats in the lineup. And we had a big weekend hitting, right? But if you were starting to say, what are the deficiencies that we have? And we saw this change a little bit because the way the batting order changed Saturday and Sunday, you'd like to hit a little deeper into your lineup than you have, right? And at least after this weekend, I think you got to say, boy, you really need Nate Doan back because you didn't get a great start. You wouldn't call what Gerangelo did today great.
No, he ran into that wall in the fifth inning.
He was adequate. Is that fair?
Yeah. I look back at Cal Steven yesterday, and I was talking to Jay Powell a little bit before the game today. You know, he gives up the 3 home runs yesterday in the game, and 2 of the 3 home runs were sliders. He just did not have a secondary pitch. His slider was not working at all yesterday. And when you're trying to face that LSU lineup, that even though it is not what it was last year, when you're trying to compete out there with one pitch, you just can't do it at this level. And that's what Cal Steven was trying to do, especially in that second inning yesterday. He was trying to compete with one pitch because the slider just wasn't working.
And when that happens,
yeah, I mean,
the story's written, right?
Yeah. I don't think the moment was too big for him or anything like that. Some days you just wake up and the slider didn't come out of the hand. Now, the slider did come out of the hand well for Nolan Stevens. It felt good for him on Friday.
Boy, it looked good too. I just loved his competitiveness, and that goes back to me, the thing that I wanted to see. I wanted to see this team compete, and we've seen that. And, again, look, we praise Justin Parker a lot here, and so does everybody else, but I think he's done a lot with his pitching staff. And there's still room to go, don't get me wrong, because, you know, we're going to still piece it together. Now, the good thing is we got more pieces. Pico's coming back. They say he's available this week, so that changes things.
Well, we did find out after the game, Chris Lemonis did say that Stone Simmons is not coming back this year. He is out for the rest of the season. And he also said that Ross Highfield is done for the season too. Now, the good thing is Johnny Long and Powell have been solid for you behind the plate. And so now you've got those 2 guys. All right, later today – you've got the men's basketball selection show that's going to start. You and I, you want to get together for Twitter space tonight?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so let's set a time. That way everybody can understand what time we're going to do it. We don't want to do this at what? You want to do it at 7, 6, 7, 7:30? 6:30. All right, split the difference. 6:30. All right, so we'll get back with it. 6:30 in the Twitter space at Charlie Winfield. I'm Bart Gregory. Are you going to start it?
I will start it from at Charlie Winfield. But before, because you got that tone of we're about to hang up here and be done, and that's okay. But I have to say this. Give some credit to Jake Cotro.
Yeah, it was a good weekend. Good weekend to play.
I mean, we had good approaches. We've cut down on the big swings.
We have really cut down on the big swings. Hey, we had a lot more opposite field hits this weekend.
Yes, we did.
A lot more opposite field hits.
So, I'm happy.
I am too.
Today, now Memphis comes in here and – Ten Run rolls us on Tuesday.
May change your mind a little bit.
Right.
All right. Hey, appreciate you guys hanging out with us. A special edition of Sunday Coffee. Thanks to our good friends at Strange Brew Coffee House, strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. They'll ship you that great coffee. And we're in the Farm Bureau studios here in downtown Starkville. Farm Bureau, go with the home team at Farm Bureau. We talked about Heartland Catfish earlier today on Sunday Coffee. Heartland producing the finest U.S. farm-raised catfish can possibly want. Cannon Ford of Starkville, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Howard Technology Solutions, go to howardcomputers.com to see how this Mississippi company can help you in your technology world with your business. Country Pleasing Sausage. I had a Country Pleasing dog today at the game. Go to countrypleasing.com. They'll ship you that great sausage. It's throughout the Southeast. And then Maroon & Company. I'm wearing my Bulldog Initiative quarter zip today from Cotton Mill Marketplace. Maroon & Company. Go to maroonandco.com. For Charlie Winfield, I'm Bart Gregory. Hey, appreciate you guys hanging out with us here as the Dogs win 2 out of 3 over LSU. And this has been a special edition, an afternoon edition of Sunday Coffee.